Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning.
Sisters. It's an honor to be here with you. I'm proud. But if you're like me, I'm not sure how much more talk I can hear. Because that's all it is, isn't it? Talk, talk, talk. Well, I, for one, have had enough of just talk.
Yeah.
You know, I know how you feel. I do. You've lost your jobs. Your dignity. I watched my father get knocked down again and again. And he never pushed back. And they'll tell you that's how it works. You just have to stand there and take it. One link at a time. One freedom at a time. But I won't do it. It is time for us to fight.
Yeah.
My friends and family, we're here with you today because we want you to join us on a mission, putting words into action.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Our brotherhood has broken the chains of Jewish thought and parasitical usury. We've stood tall against the coloreds who have soured our lands. We, these yeoman farmers, are eating, breathing, sleeping, and growing together. They've become one mind. One body, one race, one army.
Yes.
We're facing the extermination of our history, of our very way of life. Will you sit back and allow the nation that our forefathers discovered, conquered, and died for be eradicated, or will you stand up like men and fight to survive? Kinsman duty calls. It is time to take the future all your families deserve.
Yes!
In Medellin Falls, we have a saying. Defeat. Never.
Never.
Never. Never.
Victory. Forever.
Forever!
Defeat.
Never. Never.
Victory.
Forever.
Defeat.
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 Never.
You're the best.
That's right.
Got access to weapons?
Then get whatever you need. But why? You guys gonna actually do something?
We already are. How's $1,000 a month sound?
It's hard for an honest man to make this in our country.
No. It's because it's not our country anymore.
You're fucking right about that.
You know, in every revolution, someone has to fire the first shot. Want to help us do it?
Yes, I do.
Today marks 40 years since the murder of talk radio legend Alan Berg outside his home in Denver. Killed by neo-Nazis who hated him because he was Jewish. Right-wing extremists killed Alan Berg because he didn't just challenge them on the radio, he mocked them.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Police say Berg's body was riddled with bullets.
The only really good Jew is
the
dead Jew.
These guys were for real.
What do we need? White power!
Of being individuals anymore.
There no longer remains the possibility for any gentle or easy or friendly or bloodless solution to the mess that we've gotten ourselves into.